Oh, it is trade deadline day, the WIP afternoon show. Oh, where's the friggin' music?
There you go.
There's friggin' Luke.
Luke, already. Off to a bad start, buddy.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz from McGurk's in Horsham. Trade deadline day presented by Surfside Ice Diavaga. Ike, Reese, we are 3 hours and 58 minutes from the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel?
Brother Spike, I got to tell you, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 7. I'm trying to get to an 8, 8.5. Still got a lot of time left in today's show before we get to the trade deadline. I feel good, but I want to feel great. Jackie Baseball, listen, yesterday's trade was huge. Great distraction from that game yesterday.
The game didn't happen.
And we lost a series that we shouldn't have lost. But who gives a damn? We got the Tigers coming in this weekend. J-Rose going on the Wall of Fame. And damn it, I'm excited about baseball. Holla at your boy.
I don't think the Phils are done.
Right. Really?
I don't think they're done.
Okay. All right.
I think there's one more move.
All right.
And we'll see if Dave can land the plane.
Land the plane, Dave! It's the WIP Afternoon Show. We are at McGurk's in Horsham for Trade Deadline Day. Joe Giglio with us until 3 o'clock. With us throughout the show at the Surfside Trade Deadline Desk. Is that what we're calling it? Is our own Scoops Caney.
Hey,
Scoops!
Guys.
What's up, Scoops?
This is my first time at the debt. I feel like I'm, you know, taking the witness stand in court. I feel really far away from you guys.
That's how,
excited
a lot of,
to be here.
That's how a lot of guests feel on our show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Like you're being interrogated.
Now, once you've joined the panel up there on the main stage, Jack. I'm just sad Jack took away his books. I was happy to promote them up here.
Yeah. Well, you probably would have done a better job than I did.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Yeah.
Well, Devin will keep an eye on all the trades that are happening. Of course, Dave Dombrowski does have 3 hours and 58 more minutes to add to the team. The big trade yesterday, Phils add Joan Duran, and I believe the J is pronounced like a J.
Between him and Jahan Dotson, I'm tired of this.
I listened to him say it.
Make up your mind.
I listened to him say it like 30 times, and it was Joan Duran. So that is how I'm saying it. And then today, adding Harrison Bader, a center fielder, who is a good defensive center fielder and a good hitter. I would say a great defensive center fielder and a good hitter. I am sort of, and Jack is saying, you think they're not done. So when you say you think they're not done, do you think there's another bullpen trade in them? Do you think there's another bat trade in them? And do you think, just your gut, whether this is a big thing or just another thing?
Yeah, I think it'd be a big swing. Like, I don't think the Stephen Kwan thing is dead. Because I think, if I had to guess right now, they're still asking for Painter. Like, the ask for the Padres was DeVries, who they ended up trading to the A's for Mason Miller.
Yep.
So the hope is that in the next 4 hours that they come off Painter. If they don't come off Painter, I think that Kwan stays in Cleveland. If they come off Painter, I think there's a chance the Phils get in there.
And you would not trade Painter for Stephen Kwan?
I would not trade Painter for Stephen Kwan.
Okay.
I just think, I know we are in the mode of trade every prospect. I just, with Wheeler only having a year and a half left, Ranger walking, no idea what Nola is. They traded Abel yesterday. Lizardo a year left. All of a sudden, the rotation, like, you need someone in there. Now, if you told me you trade Painter for Ketel Marte or someone like that, okay. But I would not trade Andrew Painter today.
Here's where I'm at with it, is that with the deadline so far, and this is what I'm trying to figure out, is if you had told me before the deadline that this would have been the Phillies' deadline haul, I probably would have been good with it. It seems like for the entire time, I have been bullpen over lineup because I think you can fix the bullpen, but the lineup is pretty much the lineup. So I would have taken this. In the moment, looking around the National League and looking at, like, I don't think the Mets are done, and the Mets have already added two really good relievers. The Padres have added a great reliever. So, like,
to go with three all-stars they already had.
Right. So, like, I'm trying to separate what I would have thought about this before the deadline with what I think about it now. And to me, and Joe, I'm curious how you feel about this, is that it feels like to me, if you're going to go and get Duran, then do whatever you can to do everything. I understand taking Painter and putting him on and saying no unless there's something else. But it still, to me, a little bit feels like a half measure when other teams are not taking half measures.
Well, I agree with that. The one thing, as you said, how you would have felt about it if I told you versus how you feel about it now. The ultimately, all that matters is who has the best team in October and really who has the best team tomorrow. Because I know we mentioned Justin Crawford. There's no other ways to get better, right? Like after tonight at 6 o'clock, you can't acquire players anymore. You can't do it. There's no. It used to be that waiver trade deadline in August. That's out now, right? This is the.
I miss that, though. Bring it back.
I do, too. But it's out. So this is the last day. So, Spike, I feel better about the Phillies than I did a day ago. But I also think the Mets are better than they were a day ago. I think the Padres are better than they were a day ago. I believe by 6 o'clock the Dodgers will get better. So that's all that matters is the scale of how much you're getting better versus your opponents. And I like this Phillies team better than I did yesterday. But I also don't think they're overwhelmingly just the favorite now because they got Duran. I mean, like, he makes them better, and I like Bader, too, for what he is. But I want more. I mean, I want another bat. I think if they get one more guy, you could probably look at all the teams and say they're right there, if not better than everyone. But unless they get that other bat, it's going to feel a little bit touch and go until October.
It's all relative, right?
Like, yes.
Like, so I think it's fair to say the Phillies are a better team than they were yesterday.
They are.
Yeah. I think we can all say
definitely.
That. But now we're talking about how much better, and not only how much better are they in the grand scheme of things, but also what compared to their opponents when everybody else made moves as well. So it's not like the Phillies were the only team to make a move and they improved and everyone else stood still at the trade deadline. There are other teams in contention that have also improved their roster. So now I have to look at the Phillies, not just based on did they improve from where they were, but where are you at today stacked up against these other teams also?
Right.
Like that is where my general feeling is coming from. Not so much as are we better than we were. They made a significant move yesterday. Even today's move was a marginal upgrade, right? It was an upgrade bringing in Bader. But I don't have the feeling of – forget about the Dodgers, right? We know that's like the all-star team. But even the Padres doing what they did, they got Mason Miller today. Like there's other teams.
And they're in the mix for Steven Kwan still.
So, like, there are other teams, and I bet you that's what those teams are saying. They're saying, well, hell, the Phillies went out and got Duran. So we got to do something else. Like, this doesn't put us clearly ahead of them. So I'm not saying that other teams aren't thinking the same. My problem is if everybody is satisfied and feel like we don't need to do anything else and other teams are still out there looking to improve their team.
215-592-9494. Have the Phillies done enough? You know, like I saw a what was the clip I sent you earlier today, Jack? Who was saying that about David
Ken
Browski?
Rosenthal?
Ken Rosenthal. So Ken Rosenthal was saying something to the effect of after the Duran trade, he got a text message from another baseball executive.
It
was from a manager. It was like, Dave Dombrowski is unbelievable. He did it again. I want whoever Dave Dombrowski's PR firm is, I want Dave Dombrowski's PR firm. Because he is living off of past deals more than I've ever seen an executive live off of past deals. And listening to you guys talk about it, I said previous, leading up to this, that I wasn't sure what I thought of the deadline. And I'll say this, too, about Harrison Bader. A trade for Harrison Bader is what winning teams do. Winning teams are able to get players like that. Players
sure.
like that help in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm not denying.
Yeah.
I was disappointed when I heard it because I was expecting something bigger. He is a good player. There's nothing wrong with that in Harrison Bader. But if I here is what I want. I want Dave Dombrowski to lay him out on the table and have a big trade deadline bigger than everyone else. I want him to add to this team so we can know for sure that this, which may be the final gasp of this core of this team. Remember, Kyle, and I expect these guys to re-sign, the first two, but there's no lock that it happens. Kyle Schwarber is a free agent after this year. JT Realmuto is a free agent after this year. Ranger Suarez is a free agent after this year. Zach Wheeler has 2 years left on his contract. The 2027 season might not even happen. Lay him on the table. Go prove to me and show me anybody. I could go into the Phillies front office, call around to different teams, have them tell me that the price is too expensive, tell everybody that the price is too expensive, and then spend my owner's money and say it's on them, it's on the players. And it is, by the way. It is on the $300 million that are on the roster right now. But I need him. I need Dave Dombrowski to go out and prove why he is a premier general manager at the deadline.
Well, this is where general managers make their money.
It's right,
like,
now.
Right, this is where they do with it.
Anybody
like
the, can bid more season, money than
yeah,
anybody else.
And spending money doesn't make you a great GM. It's now, like you said, it's like finding a Harrison Bader, and then all of a sudden he becomes significant
sure.
in your postseason run. That's what makes your GM, that's what makes his resume, in my opinion. It's not the obvious moves. It's sometimes finding those hidden gems, but it's at the trade deadline.
Yes, it's right
now. It's at the trade deadline. This is where it happens.
And like, I'm just, I am, maybe, and maybe, like, maybe they've made an organizational decision that, and they we've said this, we've talked about this before, about trying to compete now, but also talking about the next 5 or 6 years.
Right.
But that is not an organizational decision about 1 year. That is how your, that is how good franchises operate all the time, and they are also able to trade for good players at the trade deadline. Like this, you know, the Padres also traded for Juan Soto at one point. Like you know, yep. And they just trade, and you know what's yep. going to happen next trade deadline? They are going to trade for a really good player again.
Dodgers do it every year.
Every
the
year.
Yankees do it every year.
And they do not have down times. Like, I don't want to be told, this is not basketball, I don't want to be told that we can't trade our prospects because then we're not going to be good in 4 years. Because you know what that tells me? That you're not good enough at getting prospects. Like, that's all that tells me.
Right.
If you only have three prospects that are worth a damn, then right. they, and you've been in charge of this
you
organization
got a thousand
for 40
players
years,
in the minor leagues. Yeah.
Right? Like this is right now when you prove, like, and I just don't, you, when you're trying to do two things at once, you don't do either of them well. You don't, if the future is all that matter, then don't trade Taib. Like that, then don't trade anybody. You got $300 million in players. Go try to win it with those guys and see what happens. But if you're going to go try and make it happen, don't do it halfway. Go get me a real difference maker bat. You got a real difference maker arm, debatably the best arm
sure.
traded at the deadline.
Yep.
You know, he.
Yep.
I would say that he is a better pitcher right now than Mason Miller is. I think he's a better pitcher, maybe not in the future, but
sure.
right now he
yeah.
is.
Go,
especially for the cost.
Yes, go get a bat. Go get a bat.
When I hear
cost,
all that.
Let me ask you this real quick. I'm going to let you go, Joe. Fritzy, you, because you're more of a minor league guy. Tyee, is that his name?
Tyee.
That sounds about right. Yeah, Tyee.
Yeah, in this city?
I'm just saying. He seems like he was the prize in the trade. Was it he or Mick Abel?
Oh, he was.
He was.
Right,
yeah.
So
100%.
He was the prize. Okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
I've said it a couple times, like, and I don't want to do the thing where he leaves now and all of a sudden I think he's bad. Like, I don't,
right.
I don't
no,
think
you
he's
think
bad.
He's a good player. Yeah,
I
you think he's a good player. But we got a good player in return.
And
great player in return.
The reality is he's 3 years away, and I think he's probably going to end up being an impactful but a DH. Like, I don't think they list him as a catcher, but I think his future is at a DH. So, like, what do you want him to do with that? Like, that's
right.
that's a guy that you should probably try to maximize the value.
Yeah.
When I heard everything you said, Spike, what I thought of was he has an ace in his back pocket. If we want him to do what you said, and if you agree with what Spike just said, offer Andrew Painter for Stephen Kwan. If who's the best player left
Whoa.
Out there?
It's Stephen Kwan.
Well, then I believe right now they can have him in 10 seconds.
Right.
Offer Andrew Painter.
Yeah.
I mean, like, now I know he's trying to do both, right? He's trying to thread that. You know, every GM
what are you
does.
Thinking there, Fritzy?
No one wants.
No.
I'm just saying, if we want to get the best player today, like we got the best pitcher yesterday, I think they could get him now.
Well, and you know what he's trying to do? He is trying to play chicken, thinking that there's not a better offer out
right.
there,
right.
and that they're just going to take this.
But I would hold on to Painter as long as I can.
But the truth is that the Guardians, like, are probably going to be a good team next year, and they can hold on. They don't have to trade Stephen Kwan. You know, like, they probably get the same value out of Stephen Kwan next trade deadline as they get this one. And, like, he'll go to bed happy, he'll go to bed content tonight knowing that he made the best offer, but the offer wasn't good enough. And I agree with you. There are teams that trade their best prospects.
You would give up Painter, too, for Kwan?
I would.
I would give up Painter for Kwan.
Ooh.
He's a slap-hitting left fielder.
An hour ago, you're all
you
in on Kwan.
You kidding me?
Let me ask you this. Devin,
yeah.
you're
get in here, Fritz.
You're around the players a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we heard Jim Salisbury say on a podcast, and Jim will join us at 3 o'clock, right?
Yes.
That players had mm-hmm. been talking about adding at the trade deadline, specifically adding a bat. Like, Does this, if you're a player on this team, does this deadline feel like the front office believes in you and went for it? Like I'm trying to put myself in the position of the players, whether I felt like this deadline is a vote of confidence in this team.
I mean, I don't see how you can't look at it that way, especially if you're a player, you know, when you went out and got one of the, what, 2-3 closers in the league and Duran. But we're all down on Bader. I think he's works for what he is able to do. Out of the entire lineup, he has the highest OPS, the highest slugging percentage, the highest on-base percentage. Like, the Phillies lineup isn't doing a lot. They're a 500 team since June 1st. So I'll take any of the help that I can get when it comes to the bats, and I don't think that they're done yet. We still have several hours left, so I think Dave Dombrowski is still going to cook something up. I don't think, even if they are done, I would not consider this a failure whatsoever ever if I was a player. And I think, you know, guys like Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, they kind of spoke in the clubhouse after their loss last night, and they're excited to have a guy like Juan Duran. I don't know why you wouldn't be.
Yeah, they shouldn't have been excited about anything after that series.
Well, yeah.
Be honest with you. Yeah.
I think they also wanted to pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Hold on. The first night they got in at 4 a.m.
Oh, stop.
What do you want? The White Sox have been good since the All-Star break.
Oh, will you stop it.
700 slugging.
Well, is that why they're not trading Robert once again? Like,
they're making a run? They're 30 and 80?
Yeah, I wonder why they're not trading Luis Robert.
Because they're dumb.
I almost feel bad for him at this point.
He's like,
the guy wants to get out of there so bad.
Can I tell you, though, if Luis Robert wanted to get out of there bad, he'd hit 260. Like, if I just wonder if his value is that of a, I'll take a chance on him, and not I'm going to trade you anything of value.
Well, teams are trying to lowball them, and they don't want to get lowballed. Because they think he's a difference maker.
Right.
That's the problem with
a difference maker who's not making a difference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
215-592-90. Oh, well, actually, one other question. Ike, I'll start with you on this one.
Yep.
You're John Middleton, and you clearly, you have a meeting with Dave Dombrowski. You decide on what is your risk tolerance, right? Like, how much do you want to go for? If you're John Middleton, and you told Dave Dombrowski to go for it, does the deadline, if it ends this way, feel like Dave Dombrowski lived up to what he told you he was going to do? If you're John Middleton, you're like, I'm sick of hearing about the Eagles Super Bowl. I told everybody I was going to bring him a trophy. I want you to go make this happen. Did Dave Dombrowski live up to it, if that's what the message was from John Middleton?
So here's how I would answer that. And obviously, John Middleton would have the intel, because he's behind the scenes with Dave Dombrowski. I'm imagining if a major offer is being proposed, John Middleton is being brought in on it.
Oh, sure.
So I say this to say, if I'm John Middleton and I feel like Dave has made significant offers to do this and it wasn't enough, and if what he's already done, I can be okay with it versus being disappointed.
Right.
In it.
Right.
Like, in other words, I'll be content with what he's done and then put the pressure back on my own guys to get it done. But if I know he's made the effort to do it, then I guess I'd be content with what he's done.
Well, I would say this, Jack. I think no matter what happens the rest of the deadline, they have made a significant investment in this team.
Yeah.
There is now pressure, I think, on every high-paid baseball player on the Philadelphia Phillies to go make this happen the rest of the year. It doesn't mean you have to win the World Series. Who knows what's going to happen? But we cannot have a rest of the season and a playoffs like we had last year.
No, you need to have some more moments. The problem is again, and we've talked about it a lot so far today, is that they're still just right there with the other teams in the National League.
Right.
They
it's
can
not,
win.
Not separation.
Well, but my point is they were right there last year.
Right.
But they went down like dogs.
Right.
Like, my point is, I don't know if they're going to win or not win, but like if I was John Middleton and I was talking to the Philadelphia Phillies after going getting Duran and
Harrison Bader,
I would say, we got you the best closer available. You guys are making a lot of money. Like, you know, this means as much to you as it means to me.
Yep.
Don't play 500 ball the rest of the year and then lose in four games to the New York.
No, no doubt about it. It falls on the stars.
Like, at this point,
that's where it falls to. Yeah.
I just wish it was I went down, like I wish it was in my head, Middleton going down the clubhouse and say, I got you Stephen Kwan and yes. Johan Duran and Harrison Bader.
Now go get my trophy. Go get my trophy.
Yep. Yeah. Which I think if they can end today.
Get Kwan!
If he can end today by getting
Stephen Kwan.
Yeah.
If you can end today by getting Stephen Kwan and really pushing your chips in, there's going to be, first off, the excitement and intensity around baseball for the next 2 months is going to be ridiculous.
If they go and get Kwan along with Duran.
We'll be out of control.
We'll be out of control. And I just... I don't think there's going to be a at the end of the year, if it does come up short, there's not going to be let us down the deadline.
No, if Dombrowski goes out and gets Stephen Kwan, then he threw him on the table. You know, like yes. You go out and you get the best hitter traded at the deadline, debatably, and the best reliever traded at the deadline.
Yeah.
That's what a big boy organization does.
The feeling that's going to be around here if they get Kwan is they're going to win the World Series.
Yeah.
Not they have a chance. Right. They're going to win the World Series. That's what people are going to feel.
I agree.
I haven't felt that in a while. I mean, not this entire season. Like, they were contender, but I haven't felt like they're going to win the World Series. Probably since the beginning of last year when they were playing well. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Go get me one of those baby blue Kwan jerseys.
Oh.
Yeah, buddy. I'd never wear it because I look like an idiot.
Kwan with an O or an A?
K-W-A-N.
How many times have I tweeted about Stephen Kwan in the last 24 hours?
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me? It's unbelievable. Right. Do you even listen to what I said?
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Some of
it. I know. Yeah,
don't
Kwan,
even read it.
How do you spell it?
215-592-9494. Is this enough, or does Dombrowski need to go out and get us Stephen Kwan? I think Dave Dombrowski needs to show us his brass ones and go out and get us Stephen Kwan. That's what
it's
I'm saying.
A lot of you with them on the table. And
put them on the table.
Ones.
Yeah, I love the imagery.
It's a lot of that.
I love it. It's trade deadline day. Presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. We are at McGurk's in Horsham. The rain can't stop us. No, because we're inside. Come join us. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.